air of that flickering lightning or I'll break another bed flat on you. Quit that whistling. Darn that boy, snores when he's asleep and whistles when he's awake. Don't you know I've been milking for more than an hour? Hear them meadowlarks are chirping. They don't have to be called in the morning. Look out, tie that old brindle, pick your head off. There, Tanya, you spilled all the morning's milking.
Everything's going to calamity.
Oh, shut up. Darn that wife of mine. I thought the old brindle cow was a kicker and the old mule Esau ain't no small potatoes at it another. But when it comes down to genuine real old kicking, Mandy, you can give Bossy and old brindle cards and spades and beat them out. Here, don't give me none of your horse laughs, you old bag of bones. Darn that old horse. Every calamity happens about the farm. He's bound to laugh. Well, darn them crows in the corn again. Toot, toot. Darn the corn. Time the chickens get through scratching it and the hogs are rooting it. The cows are tramping it and the pesky crows are picking it. There ain't enough meal ground out of it to make a corn cake big enough for a mosquito's breakfast. Hello? Who rigged up that scarecrow in the cornfield? Well, as I live, it's a pesky tramp. I'll just have some fun with him. Well, stranger, you look hungry. Will you have a chop?
What kind of a chop? Pork, lamb, or wood pile?
Well, if you saw that wood, I'll give you a hot breakfast.
Don't say if I saw that wood. Ain't good grammar. Say if you see that wood. I see it, but I don't saw it. See?
Oh, you don't? Well, maybe you'll beat this carpet.
No, thanks. I never beat my way.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, you will. You'll beat your way back the way you come. No tramps allowed on Calamity Farm. Stick 'em tight.
Hold on. Let go of my pants.
Don't worry. He'll hold on all right. Back up, Esau. Oh!
Christopher, geez, Wax, this is Calamity. I'm darned if that darned old mule didn't get that darn tramp through my hot house and broke every pane of glass in it on both sides, too.
Everything's going to Calamity.
Who you laughing at? It's all your fault, Tige. Get out of here.
Everything's going to Calamity.
Get up, both on you.
tell her what you want to say, the right thing to do. Necessarily what you want to do, the right thing to grow. Necessarily what you want to grow, your own happiness. Just necessarily teach you what you want to know. Well, I'm suntanned and deep, so's the horse, and my hands are deeply gray. Old horses are grazing, it's amazing just how lazily he took the strain. Well, my big and spade are rough, cause I'm paid on dust to need my square of cornfield bed. But I grow. Tomatoes, potatoes, stew, eggplants, potatoes, tomatoes.
In February, you planted seeds. By April, you had females. Some folks you know grow lots of weed, so you ask them for details. You were in the ground by early May, at your friend's suggestion. By fall, your plants were so damn tall that now it begs the question.
What are you gonna do with all that weed? What are you gonna do with all that weed? Who would have thunk just a thimble full of seeds could ever have turned into all that weed? Now where are you gonna dry all that weed? Where are you gonna dry all that weed? You could hang some in the drying shed, least until it's full. You could hang some in the woodshed with some heaters, don't you know? You could hang some in the attic or that bedroom down the hall. You could string some extra wires up and hang some on the walls. Well, what are you gonna do with all that weed? What are you gonna do with all that weed? Who would have thunk just a thimble full of seeds could ever have turned into all that weed? Now who you gonna get to clean up all that weed? Who you gonna get to clean up all that weed? You could hire the local trimmers if nobody's hired them first. You could hire some drifters off the street, but that idea's worse. You could get the new machine, let them do it all by hand. You still have to feed and pay them and keep track of every gram. So what are you gonna do with all that weed? What are you gonna do with all that weed? Who would have thunk just a thimble full of seeds could ever have turned into all that weed? Now how are you gonna store all that weed? How are you gonna store all that weed? Use some barrels in the bushes for those pounds already cleaned. You still got that monster pile you haven't processed yet, it seems. Too dampen it gets moldy, too dry it turns to duff. And you're the one who's got to keep an eye on all that stuff. So what are you gonna do with all that weed? What are you gonna do with all that weed? Who would have thunk just a thimble full of seeds could ever have turned into all that weed? Thank you. gonna sell all that weed? Where you gonna sell all that weed? The local competition is a little bit intense. You could mail it out of state, but that's a federal offense. You could hit up the dispensary, consignments, how they trade. And if the feds come shut them down, well, you ain't getting paid. So what are you gonna do with all that weed? What are you gonna do with all that weed? Who would have thunk just a thimble full of seeds could ever have turned into all that weed? Could ever have turned into all that weed? Could ever have turned into all that weed?
There's a tootin' in the barnyard, have a good shed. Old red roots are done died in the bed. Sing a little. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Sing a little. You better fly. Swimming at a Holocaust, sky falling down, sing a little. Woo! Sing a little. You better fly like a bird when I gave you the word and never come back. Sing a little, call it the old red fox. You waited till you hollered, then he put you in a box. Sing a little.
summer, I wouldn't have married you.
No, and if I'd have known I was going to have a lot of cackling old hens, I wouldn't have married you.
Here, are you suggesting I'm an old hen?
Well, you're not a young one, are you?
Oh, Sandy, what's that?
Oh, that's the lads calling me to go and milk the cows. What did you think it was? One of our pigs crooning?
Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, lads. Here, Bill, did you water the cows last night?
Oh, no, I forgot.
Oh, well, it doesn't really matter. We'll water the milk instead.
That's right.
Here we are. Good morning, Priscilla. Good morning.
She doesn't look in the best of tempers.
No, she doesn't. Tired of life. She's trying to kick the bucket.
Here, perhaps I'd better milk it. I think she's tired.
Well, if she's tired, I'll get up and let her sit down on this stool.
Then. Here, where are you going, Sandy?
I'm going to feed the pigs.
Hi, mister. Are you the farmer?
Yes, little girl. I'm the farmer.
Mummy was right then.
Mummy was right? What do you mean?
Well, Mummy said I'd find you amongst the pigs. That I'd recognize you because you were wearing a hat.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you want, anyway?
I've come to tell you that one of your hens has stopped laying.
One of my hens has stopped laying? How do you know one of my hens has stopped laying?
Because I've just seen a motor car run over it.
Oh, have you? What sort of a hen is it?
It's a dead one.
Oh, I know that. I know. Of course, it's no good asking you what breed it was. You don't know anything about birds.
My daddy does.
Your daddy does? How do you know?
Because I heard Mummy telling the woman next door that Daddy was fond of the bird.
Oh, I see. Well, you run away and play. There's a good girl.
I want to see your animals.
See the animals? All right, look, any particular one?
I'd like to see the mortgage.
The mortgage? What sort of an animal is that?
I don't know, but Mummy told me you had a mortgage on your farm.
Oh, yeah. Here, look, there's a nice animal. That's a Jersey cow.
Where's his Jersey?
Oh, it hasn't come back from the laundry yet.
Look, that thing I'm pointing at, is that where the milk comes from?
Yes, love, that's where the milk comes from.
I suppose the others are for tea and coffee.
Well, I suppose you're wrong. This is a cow, not a coffee stall.
Have you any sheep?
Sheep? Oh, we've got dozens of them. Look, there's one over there. That's a ewe.
Me?
No, you.
Well, I said me.
No, not you. You. E-W-E. A ewe is a lady sheep, you see.
Is it true that all the animals went in the ark two by two?
Yes, all the animals went in the ark two by two.
Well, who did you go in with?
Here, go on, off it. Go on, get off my farm. I've had enough of you. Go on, get out of the way. Go on, off it.
about the rockin' rhubarb. It's called the Funky Farmyard.
Every night by the pale moonlight, the farmyard's full of soul. All the pigs and chickens waiting to do the rock and roll. And they go ooh, ar, ooh, ar-ay.
Spooner Farms in Puyallup, spring rain plinks into puddles and weeps from rusty wires. But the bleaker his dormant fields look, the happier you'll find farmer Jeff Spooner.
We got a good crop coming on this year, so it should be a good price and a good yield, too.
For more than 40 years, the Spooners have hedged their bets on raspberries by growing marshmallows.
Washington's very conducive to marshmallows.
The same cold and wet temperatures we've been complaining about all winter have frankly turned a lot of fields around here into marshes. But those are the perfect conditions for marshmallows, and they've never tasted better. Mmm.
The Spooners have been farming the fertile Puyallup Valley for 5 generations now. Mostly berries, but also hops. When the bottom fell out of the hops market, Jeff's dad, Ken Spooner, made a fateful decision.
In 1965, we decided to switch over to marshmallows.
I'm still surprised that marshmallows grow so well in Washington State. You'd think it'd be too wet.
Well, they like the little dampness, and that's what keeps them moist.
In late autumn, farmhands pick marshmallow spores from old growth and then plant them in long rows by hand. It's backbreaking work. Then it is Mother Nature's turn to work her magic. The damper the winter, the more bountiful the spring.
I think it's been just a little bit wetter, and marshmallows kind of like the dampness, so I think it's going to be a good year for the marshmallows.
Jeff, I wish the folks back home could smell what we smell and taste what we taste.
Oh, these are great. The sugar content in these things are absolutely high, and the vanilla taste, they're fresh, they're excellent.
Nothing like fresh.
No, they're great. Mm.
Americans eat 90 million pounds of marshmallows every year. A Among the Marshmallows' biggest fans, Danny DeVito, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Steve Buscemi, Sally Field, Brian Dennehy, Audrina Partridge from The Hills, and Jackie Chan, Sandra Bullock, Paul Rudd, Lucy Liu, Wesley Snipes, Goldie Hawn, Quentin Tarantino, Panic at the Disco, and Tom Hanks, though even they might be hard-pressed to tell you whether marshmallows were fruits or vegetables.
Oh, they're more of a fruit. They're good for antioxidants, and just like raspberries, blueberries, marshmallows, they're all same group.
And from the looks of it, this will be a blooming good year for marshmallows.
This time last year, the show was a lot of sad faces around this old house. Our papa died without fulfilling his life's dream of producing one of the best crops in Grimes County. No, papa died with that dream still in his head, a desire in his heart, a promise on his lips, calluses on both hands, and $2 in his pocket. Papa didn't live long enough to see his dream come true, so he died from too much work, a broken spirit, I guess, but a promise to our mama that if it was the last thing he'd ever do, he'd live long enough to see just one good crop come through. But you see, we can't plan on things without first talking to God, because we don't know his plans. And if we don't include him, my friends, the way can get mighty hard. They say that every time a good and righteous person is buried in God's good earth, it's just fertilizer for the soil. And I guess there must be some truth to that, whether we believe it or not. I just wish that Papa was here right now so that he could see this good crop that we finally got. Hey, look at them beans. And look at that corn. And I bet them watermelons must be 3 feet long. Man, look at them tomatoes. And look at them peas. Well, I know if Papa was here right now, he'd sure be pleased. And Papa would sure be proud of his children, too. My brother's famous now. Got his own show on the road, traveling in a customized bus imported from Europe. That boy always did love music, and he loves to travel. I got a sister that's got a good job in a beauty shop, making money, making other people look good. Ain't nobody here at the house now but me and Mama. And Mama, she's getting weaker, and she's getting older every day. And she talks often about joining Papa in his heavenly home. Lord, that woman sure did love that man. Worked beside Papa for 40-some-odd years, trying to produce a good crop, and never could grow a single bean. But I just wish that Papa was here right now to see this good crop that we finally got. Man, look at them beans, and look at that corn. And I bet them watermelons must be 3 feet long. Man, look at them tomatoes, and just look at them peas. Yes, I know if Papa was here right now, he'd sure be pleased. And Papa, if you can hear me, look at them beans.
Roots when they run that deep, he's gonna live and die. You know, so many farmers are facing that kind of a decision because they can either, you know, work themselves to death or take a $12 million buyout from agriculture.com or something like that. And it's not an easy decision, especially for the descendants. But enough about that. We need farms, okay? So that's why we're here today. We're here to celebrate the farms because that's where it comes from. If you got it, it came from a farm somehow, all right? Except for that monosodium glutamate. I don't know where that comes from. Anyway, so we started up at top like we should at daybreak because farmers get up at, 4 o'clock in the morning. I used to do that, but I just, Anyway, we started at daybreak at Calamity Farm. That was Gilbert Gerard along with Len Spencer. Then we hear from the UK subs. Down on the farm. That was covered quite nicely by Guns N' Roses. And then a surprise, The Who, Now I'm a Farmer. I don't know. Was that from experience? I don't know. All That Weed from the Camo Cowboys. Yeah, you got all that weed out there, but what are you going to do with it? You got to clean it too, you know? All right, so anyway, worry about that on your own time. All right, Pico Pete, and that was Chicken Little, one of many, many, many hundreds of versions of that. Boogie in the Barnyard? God, you would never believe me if I told you that that was Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis, yes, back in the old days before he became a superstar. And now Bruce is not doing so well. He's suffering from dementia. And all I can do is wish him well, and I know you do too, all right? So go with it, Bruce. Sandy Powell, that was Sandy the Farmer, Part 1 from 1936. We'll get to Part 2. Funny Farm, that was King Kong. King Kong. All right, Funky Farmyard, that was the Wurzels. Remember the Wurzels? They're still together after like 60 years or something like that. Yeah. Marshmallow Farming, the Fields of Puyallup, was an evening news report from KING5 in the Washington area. Look at All Them Beans, Johnny Cash, and Daddy Won't Sell the Farm. That was how farms work. And, you know, farms work that way. You just can't make a profit on it because the people around you are making too much profit on it as it is. And they won't, they keep pushing you down. And I really wonder what's going to be, this country's going to be like in 50 years after I'm way long gone without farms and without bees. That's another story. All right. So let's just forget about all that stuff and get on with it because we got some more stuff coming up, including a tribute to tractors. But you know what? Sorry, I gotta do this.
Where's Jill?
She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Do you think they will ever find his true love?
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
The break of dawn is announced by an old Shanghai rooster who wakes the other denizens of the yard with his... The hens flock round to greet their lord and master. While they scratch the ground, their little brood clamor noisily for the daintiest bit. Their hunger appeased, all are well satisfied, and none more so than a little bantam rooster, who emphasizes his approval of the repast by a shrill... Robin Redbreast chirps merrily in the old cherry tree. While the mockingbird sings sweetly from his perch under the eaves of the old red barn. The peacock struts vainly around, spreading his gorgeous plumes and coaxing the admiration of his fellows. This ruffles the temper of the old turkey gobbler, who gives vent to his displeasure. Old Brindle consoles him. This brings the farmer boy to the milking. But first he drives Brindle's calf into the clover field. Bossy doesn't like the separation. But Towser urges her along, snapping at her heels. And as they pass through the gate, they brush by an old jackass who resents their presence. Towser barks angrily at the intruder. Be careful, Towser, you're in danger. That old jackass will kick your head off. Look out!
All aboard! Ha, 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 ha!
Try, try, try!
But that's how it goes. Middle of harvest, everyone knows. Maybe it's not too late to learn how the food gets put on your plate.
Metal combine singing, hours are insane. I'm harvesting in this field of some hazy grain. I'm harvesting in this field of some hazy grain. Let's go!
Farmers aren't dropouts, and we are not fools. We're using our knowledge, and we're using our tools. Sometimes they're conditioned, sometimes dressed in full. We're fighting the weather, trust that God's in control.
metal combine streaming, grain cart guys to blame. I'm harvesting this field of some hazy grain. I'm harvesting this field of some hazy grain. I know that things are going wrong for me. It happens every single year. So cold for winter has come. Two fields to go now. I'm mentally numb. Crazy. The process is made. So many products come from all this land. Hauling into town and trying to beat the rain. I'm harvesting this field of some crazy grain. We've harvested these fields of some crazy grain.
Фармо мао, ия, ия, йо. Онато фармо джандир мао, ия, ия, йо. Пак, пак тут, пак, пак там, тут, пак там, пак, 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 пак. Старо юшко фармо мао, ия, ия, йо. Фармо курко мао, ия, ия, йо. Клак, клак тут, клак, клак там, тут, клак там, клак цур, клак, клак, клак. Старо юшко фармо мао, ия, ия, йо. Фармо Биг Бен Мао, ия, ия, йо. Драм бум бум, пиано клинк клинк, драм бум пиано клинк бум клинк клинк. Старо юшко фармо мао, ия, ия, йо.
tractor and a great big field to plow. I produce the produce that you see in your local shop. A farmer's work is never done, that's why we never stop.
Should be friends. Oh, the farmer and the cowman should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow, but that's no reason why they can't be friends. Territory folks should stick together, territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters, farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
Territory folks should stick together, territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters, farmers dance.
I'd like to say a word for the farmer. He come out west and made a lot of changes.
He come out west and built a lot of fences.
And built them right across our cattle ranges. The farmer is a good and thrifty citizen. No matter what the cowman says or thinks. You seldom see him drinking in a bar room,
unless somebody else is buying drinks.
But the farmer and the cowman should be friends. Oh, the farmer and the cowman should be friends. The cowman ropes a cow with ease. The farmer steals her butter and cheese. But that's no reason why they can't be friends.
Territory folks should stick together. Territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters.
He treads as difficult and stony. He rides for days on end with just a pony for a friend.
I sure am feeling sorry for the pony.
The farmer should be sociable with the cowboy. If he rides by and asks for food and water, don't treat him like a louse. Make him welcome in your house.
But be sure that you lock up your wife and daughter.
Territory folks should stick together. Territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
Look out, Sandy, look out. The bull's got loose. You know there'll be trouble if he sees anything red.
Well, you better cover your nose up for a start.
Well, how are we going to lock him up again? I don't fancy the job.
Well, I'm surprised at you, what? Bill. Fancy being afraid of a bull.
Oh, I'm not exactly afraid.
Aren't you? Well, if that bull dashed along here now, where would you be?
Up that tree.
I thought so, you coward.
Well, where would you be?
Up there waiting for you.
Well, that's just too bad.
Look out. Gonna be a smash.
Look out. Oh, look, the cow's hit the bull.
Oh, I knew it.
Excuse me, sir. I'm very sorry I ran into that bull with my car. I'm very sorry indeed.
Oh, that's all right, sir. It's not your fault. I saw the accident. You know, I've told that bull dozens of times only to cross the road when he sees a Belisha beacon.
Well, I don't think he's badly hurt.
No, just a bit of a headache, that's all. He'll be all right when he's had a couple of aspirins, you know.
It's jolly decent of you to be so sporty about it. I know you farmers are badly hit. What sort of year have you had?
Oh, not so bad, sir. I found the winner of the Grand National and the Derby.
Oh, and how's the corn?
Well, it's all right just now. Of course, I've got my old boots on, you know.
Well, I suppose I'd better be on my way. Right. Goodbye, and here's 10 shillings for your stuff.
Thanks very much. He didn't know it wasn't my bull. Oh, how do you do, lady?
Pardon me, but do you mind if I paint your farm?
Oh, not a bit, lady. It could just do with a coat of paint.
Oh, you misunderstand me. I'm an artist, and I paint landscapes. I'm looking for an old ruin.
Oh, you wait till you see my old woman. Just the thing, lady.
You will have your little joke.
Yes.
I think these old farms are delightful, but I'm afraid the machinery is spoiling it all. Motor plows instead of horse plows. Which plough do you prefer?
Well, I prefer the plough-in, miss. The beer's very good there, you know.
I suppose the next invention will be mechanical cows.
That's right. We'd have to milk them with a spanner then, I suppose.
It must be very healthy living in the country. I suppose you are never ill.
Well, that's funny you should say that, miss. I'm under the doctor now, you know. And he's given me some pills to take at bedtime, and I have to take a glass of whiskey after each meal.
And I suppose you are carrying out his instructions.
Well, I'm a little bit behind with the pills, but I'm 3 months ahead with the whiskey, so I'm doing all right.
Is that your dog over there?
He's a grand old dog. Well, excuse me, miss. I'll have to go and round up the sheep. Come on, boy. Goodbye, miss.
Goodbye.
Come on, lad.
Well, we've got them all in the pen now, Sandy.
Oh, I'm glad of that. Oh, I am puffed, Bill. I'm not kidding.
I say, Sandy, look here.
What?
What's his hair doing in with the sheep?
Hair?
Yes, a hair.
Oh, Struth, no wonder I'm puffed. That's what I've been chasing. So I think I'll give up farming. I'm no farmer, I declare. For I didn't know the difference between a balam and a hare.
Come on once. Doom, Kopf, Tractor. Donner, Freiler, noch einmal.
Farming on the northern plains, milking cows, growing grains, keeping all the silos full, being agricultural. Pray for rain, load the truck, listen to the chickens cluck. Work all day, sleep all night, work the next day. Wife went to the store, I go out to do the chores. Up on the tractor press, I gotta go plow. Field work's not done, but the tractor won't run. Hop the clutch, turn the key, nothing seems to work for me.
We could start the tractor, it's a carburetor or the alternator.
Fui.
We could start the tractor, she is in position, but there's no ignition.
Turn the key round and round, starter doesn't make a sound. Kick the tire, scratch my head, get the toolbox from the shed. Maybe it's electrical, maybe it's mechanical. Maybe I can plow with the family car. Change the filter, change the oil, radiator starts to boil. Fill it up with antifreeze, spilling some upon my knees. Check the motor every night, something isn't feeling right. Keeps on leaking every day, puddles in the driveway.
We could start the tractor. Oh, I tried to choke it, but I can't. We could start the tractor. Radiator's missing and the engine's missing.
New points, new plugs, trying to get out all the bucks. Fan belt, battery, this tractor be the death of me. Will it quit? Will it go? Will it start tomorrow? Will insurance pay if I set it on fire? Ay, 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 John Deere, J.I.K.'s, Alice Chalmers takes its place. Oliver won't run. The Massey Ferguson, sell the car, sell the bull, buy an international. Seems whichever one I drive, I can't keep the thing alive.
We could start the tractor. I am in a panic, need a good mechanic. We could start the tractor. All the fuel she's pumping, but the ground is dumping.
Finally got the thing to run, thought that my repairs were done. Better be, I had to make 7 trips to town. Take it out through the gate, still won't steer straight. Radio's dead and the fans broke down. GPS satellite isn't working quite right. I don't know just what to do. It says I'm farming in Peru.
We could start the tractor. Whoop. Or the power takeoff is about to break over. We could start the tractor. It makes me homicidal when it transport idle.
In the field running fine, coming to the section line. Try to stop, now the tractor won't shut down. Can't get it out of gear, say a prayer, shed a tear. Starter key breaks in two, I don't know just what to do. Steering gear starts to burn, stupid tractor won't turn. Tractor driver's pretty dense, takes out 40 feet of fence. In a rut, get stuck, crash into the pickup truck. Radio, warn the spouse, think I'm heading for the house.
We couldn't stop the tractor.
Everybody duck, because the clutch is stuck.
We couldn't stop the tractor. Until I'm out of gas, I'll just go on and on and on and on and on. We couldn't stop the tractor.
I am getting thinner, cause I'm missing dinner.
We couldn't stop the tractor.
I can't make a profit if I can't get off it.
Hold the
we couldn't stop the tractor.
The way this thing is driving, hope I'll be surviving.
We couldn't stop the tractor.
Until I'm out of gas, I'll just go on and on and on and on and on. I just built that.
Just talk about nothing but fuel, fertilizer, deer.
sat beside a man from Hollywood, California on a plane. He said he had rich and famous friends. Yeah, he liked dropping names. I said, well, howdy do, it's good for you. I dig a lot of those actors. But son, you ain't got a thing on me. See, I got friends with tractors. They'll grow your groceries, haul a load, pull you out, then fix the road. They're good at slowing speeders down when they pass through from out of town. I'll live out in the country, happily ever after. I got everything I need, cause I got friends with tractors. Come Friday night, we hit the woods, go bogging in our trucks. It's just about a guarantee some good old boy gets stuck. Where I come from, you can bet your butt a mud hole ain't a factor. I'll sink mine to the floorboard, cause I got friends with tractors. And they'll grow your groceries, haul a load, pull you out, then fix the road. They're good at slowing speeders down when they pass through from out of town. I'll live out in the country, happily ever after. I got everything I need, cause I got friends with tractors. Yeah. I've been to fancy five-star restaurants and I left there barely fed. They charge me for the water, the butter and the bread. That gourmet meal looked more to me like fish bait on a cracker. But I'll stay fat and happy, cause I got friends with tractors. And they'll grow your groceries, haul a load, pull you out, then fix the road. They're good at slowing speeders down when they pass through from out of town. We'll live out in the country, happily ever after. I got everything I need, cause I got friends with tractors. Yeah, I got everything I need, cause I got friends with tractors. Yeehaw! Talking about internationals and John Deere's, Massey Ferguson's, whatever you got. We don't discriminate. Front end loaders, bush hogs, post hole diggers. Need them. Gotta have them. I believe I do know one actor. Is Larry the Cable Guy an actor? Oh well. He's got a tractor.
Chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool of me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way I'm pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream, and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard.
more teeny weeny right before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't in the cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. Tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Hey! say. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester. Working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester.
Grass. Blow your horn, Maggie, if you want to get past. Oh, keep her going, keep her blowing, the wind is at me back. Big Paddy's going mantle, and he's about to crack. Go, cutter, pitter, bitter, rapper, going around the clock. Tipping, ripping, breaking, leaking, hear that engine knock. It's silage time again. You and me and the big SP praying for no rain. Tipping trailers, pulling balers, smell the fresh cut grass. Keep her lip, fill the pit, that summer time at last. Oh, holidays, my ass, sure I've got to cut the grass. Blow your horn, Maggie, if you want to get past. Oh, keep her going, keep her blowing, the wind is at me back. Big Paddy's going mantle, and he's about to crack. Go, cutter, pitter, bitter, rapper, going around the clock. Tipping, ripping, breaking, leaking, hear that engine knock. No holidays for me, nor lying by the sea. I'm the king of each field with 200 horses under me. A bowl of stew, a ham sandwich, and a pint of stout. Fair play to you, Big Annie, you surely filled me out. Oh, holidays, my ass, sure I've got to cut the grass. Blow your horn, Maggie, if you want to get past. Oh, keep her going, keep her blowing, the wind is at me back. Big Paddy's going mantle, and he's about to crack. Go, cutter, pitter, bitter, going around the clock. Tipping, ripping, breaking, leaking, hear that engine knock. Young McGee just turned 18, mad as hell and crazy keen. 40 quid and they drive all day, 20 fags and they'll bale the hay. Buying parts has broke my heart. Am I stupid or am I smart? What's the good in a donkey if you don't have a cart? Oh, holidays, my ass, sure I've got to cut the grass. Blow your horn, Maggie, if you want to get past. Oh, keep her blowing, the wind is at me back. Big Paddy's going mental, and he's about to crack. Oh, holidays, my ass, sure I've got to cut the grass. Blow your horn, Maggie, if you want to get past. Oh, keep her blowing, the wind is at me back. Big Paddy's going mantle, and he's about to crack. Oh, cutter, pitter, bailer, rapper, going round the clock. Tipping, ripping, breaking, leaking, hear that engine knock. Oh, cutter, pitter, bailer, rapper, going round the clock. Tipping, ripping, breaking, leaking, hear.
All right, so I hear my wife yelling at me, cut the goddamn grass, for crying out loud. You've been talking about it, so do it. All right, so I got to go out and do that now. So it's the middle of May, why not? All right, so anyway, I'll just leave you off with a list here and then send you on your own We started out with Len Spencer and Alf Holt from 1906 on the Columbia label. That was the Farmyard Serenade. Crazy Grain, that was the Patterson Farm Brothers. Now, I don't know if their name is Patterson or if that's the Patterson Farm. It's not in New Jersey, okay? Let's see, Metro, Old MacDonald. You didn't need a translation, did you? All right. The Essex Young Farmers, Put That Hoe Down, was after that. You heard that, right? All right. Gordon McRae, I guess, in there somewhere. The Farmer and the Cowmen Should Be Friends, from the play Oklahoma. There's a million versions of that, all right? I just settled on one, okay? Sandy Powell, again, Sandy the Farmer, Part 2 from 1936. We couldn't start the tractor, all right? We didn't. Long story short, Milo Hatzenbuehler, and that was from 1999, and we wish Billy Joel well, because he's got his own private battle going on. So don't forget to water it, Billy, all right? Let's see, Blake Reed after that, Fuel, Fertilizer, and John Deere. That's what we talk about. Friends with Tractors, Rodney Atkins. She thinks my tractor's sexy. I don't know. I have to clean it one of these days. Kenny Chesney and Craig Morgan, International Harvester, and Paul Kelly, Cut the Goddamn Grass. All right, I'm going. All right, meanwhile, I got a few more things here to fill it out, and we'll just start with another word from yet another sponsor. Man, times are tough.
Hey, weeds, it's time to say goodbye to you. Hey, weeds, I'm tired of seeing you growing in my vegetables. Hey, weeds, goodbye to you. I'm saying goodbye to you, thanks to Dacthal.
Now, you won't see weeds growing in your vegetables either if you use Dacthal Weed Killer before those weeds come up. Dacthal kills weeds before they ever see the light of day, so your crops grow bigger and they grow better. And safe? Why, Dacthal's been cleared for use on more than 30 food crops, plus cotton and soybeans. And it's awfully tough on weeds. One Dacthal application usually lasts a season. Leaves no harmful soil residue either. Gives you weed-free fields with a lot less work. So spray on Dacthal and sing.
Hey, weeds! It's time to say goodbye to you. Thanks to Dacthal.
Pre-emerge weed killer, that is, at farm stores everywhere.
There's a little white note on the gate by the road that a man put up yesterday. And when we saw it, we all ran out just to see what it had to say. And when we read it, our eyes filled with tears and we fell to the cold hard clay. Something about a mortgage, something about foreclosure, something about failing to pay. Oh, and on the post by the general store, they put up a little sign. An auction sale day after tomorrow at the end of Lincoln Line. 30 years of farming, 30 years of heartache, 30 years of day to day. Oh, my daddy stopped talking the day the farm was auctioned. There was nothing left to say. My mama's tears fell freely down as she walked among the flowers in the yard. And every number the auctioneer called was like a blow to her precious heart. And every number the auctioneer called meant another thing was sold that day. While everything was auctioned, we stood there watching while they loaded it and drove it away.
And on the post by the general store, they put up a little sign. An auction sale day after tomorrow at the end of Lincoln Line. 30 years of farming, 30 years of heartache, 30 years of day to day.
My daddy stopped talking.
The day the farm was auctioned, there was nothing left to say.
Nothing for us to do. Nothing in the granary, no hay in the meadow, no cattle, no tractor, no tune. So we loaded up the car, took the clothes we wore, and a few things we managed to save. Mama read from the book, we took one last look, and then we drove away.
And on the post by the general store, they put up a little sign. An auction sale day after tomorrow at the end of Lincoln Line. 30 years of farming, 30 years of heartache, 30 years of day to day.
Oh, my daddy stopped talking.
The day the farm was auctioned, there was nothing left to say.
Partner, cross the highways in his tractor, taking note of any beauty queen he meets along the way. He's headed for the city where he hears the girls are pretty. Get your lip gloss on the ready, 'cause the farmer wants a wife. You'll get all the fancy glad bags if you give him the green light. The man's a nature lover, and he'll always treat you right. So if you're looking for a partner, and you like a bit of banter, keep an eye out for his tractor, 'cause the farmer wants a wife. Brought up in the country, all his pickup lines are rusty. Early nights and early mornings, milking cows and plowing fields. He needs a strong-headed woman, likes affection and hard work. And get your wellies on the ready, 'cause the farmer wants a wife. If you need a guy that listens, he's got acres of time. If you want to start a family, the man is in his prime. So if you're looking for a partner, and you like a bit of banter, keep an eye out for his tractor, 'cause the farmer wants a wife. Up and down the borders, towns and cities, every corner. If you're stuck behind his tractor, he'll be going all the way. He might not be that hunky, but he sure as hell is chunky. He's the lover for agricultural, the farmer wants a wife. So don't miss this opportunity, it hardly comes around. 'Cause once you've tried organic, you'll not leave this breeding ground. So if you're looking for a partner, and you like a bit of banter, keep an eye out for his tractor, 'cause the farmer wants a wife. So if you're looking for a partner, they'll say he's quite the charmer. So get down up in your armor, 'cause the farmer wants a wife.
boss out in your face for kicks. His bedroom windows are all made out of bricks. The sheriff and the National Guard stand around his doors. Liberty, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's Bar no more. Well, I try my best to be just like I am, but everybody wants me to be just like them. They sing while a slave and I get bored. You see, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. You better believe it. Ain't gonna do nothing, yeah, nah. You see, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's.
We are farmers. Bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum.